Last week, we had a parish council meeting, the last one of the summer before we take off for the fall, until the fall. And Monsignor Fornaro made an announcement that truly shocked people. Some people actually gasped. He said, "Father Anthony reminded me over dinner tonight, it's only 6 months until Christmas. It's all your fault." Well, if we want a preview of Christmas, as jarring as that may seem, if we want a preview of what's to come, we get a little bit of it in this Sunday's Gospel. Even now, in the blazing light of June, just past the summer solstice, when we're dealing with the heat and the sun and SPF 40, we are having our attention drawn to a star in the winter night. Because today we meet another miraculous infant, the one who will grow up to prepare the way of the Lord. This is a phenomenal feast and a rare one. Only three times during the year does the church celebrate a birthday: for Jesus, for his mother, and for John the Baptist. The Baptist is in illustrious company, and this serves to remind us just how important he is to our salvation history. When you consider the circumstances surrounding it, the nativity of John the Baptist is almost as full of wonder as the nativity of Jesus. Like Jesus' birth, there is great mystery. There was an angel who announced it, parents who were unprepared for it, and a name for the baby that was chosen by God. In one of the more remarkable moments of this gospel that we just heard, Elizabeth defied family tradition with just one succinct phrase: "He will be called John." She was able to make that leap of faith and give this child the name for which he was destined. He will be called John. Now, John is an ancient Hebrew name, one that is rich with meaning for Zechariah and for Elizabeth and for us. As the gospel indicates, that name is not an accident. It was pronounced by the angel Gabriel, and its meaning serves to send a message to the world. Now, some translations have it as "gift of God" or "graced by God." But in one interpretation that I like, it says that the name means "God is gracious." In giving an aging couple a new life, God is gracious. In making what seemed impossible possible, God is gracious. In working miracles where we least expect it, God is gracious. He is gracious in offering us that most precious and elusive commodity, hope. And so it was that before this child had even uttered a word, John, just with his name, announced the hope that would come with Christ. God is gracious. How desperately we need to hear that news, especially today, when the news can be so numbing and dispiriting. In a time of church scandal and political mudslinging, of economic anxiety and war and violence and volatility all over the world, it can be tempting to forget that simple but undeniable truth. Despite our hardships and misgivings, our problems and our setbacks, God is gracious. And his grace is what sustains us. We are also reminded this Sunday that we have come to a kind of turning point in the liturgical calendar. This day we mark one of the oldest feasts in the church, and one that comes right in the middle of our calendar year. And for good reason, I think. The birth of John the Baptist is the pivot around which our calendar turns, just as his life was the fulcrum for our faith. He was the last prophet of the old covenant and the first prophet of the new one. He is the doorway through which humanity entered the Christian era. He opened the world's ears and eyes to possibility. He made the world ready for Christ. So consider that, and consider what that has meant for us, and how the forerunner of the Messiah was the forerunner of all that we are doing here today. He prepared the way for all that would follow, including the holy sacrifice that we celebrate this morning. Beyond being a prophet and a martyr and a saint, John the Baptist was one of God's gifts to a needy and searching world, a sign to us of a father's generous love for his children, a cause for optimism and a reason for hope. You could almost consider this feast the Christmas before Christmas, and it comes to us as a blessed reminder of what God can do. Elizabeth, the Baptist mother, put it so clearly and so perfectly, as mothers often do. He will be called John, because God is gracious.